It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the Smith & Wesson booth at the NRA's annual meetings. This time, my guest, the one and only Shelly Ray from Gun Up the magazine. And big news for Gun Up.
Yes, we actually were just acquired by Media Lodge, which is the advertising arm of a little company most people have heard of called Gunbroker.
Gunbroker, yes, the eBay of guns. It's huge.
Yes, it is. And we're really excited to be a part of it. And they're going to continue doing our magazine exactly the way we've been doing it.
Yes.
But we have some more resources, and we're going to have some really fun, exciting stuff coming down the chute in the next few weeks even.
Well, it's a neat position to be in as a magazine publisher, because now this big entity can support the magazine, and you're not driven only by sponsors or advertisers. And that allows, perhaps, some freedom within the editorial?
Well, we've always been real careful about keeping our editorial separate from our advertisers.
Yes.
That's something I'm very, very careful of. There's so many gun magazines out there that people don't trust anymore, and I refuse to be one of them.
Right. And it's a well-done magazine. If you've never seen Gun Up, it is a very slick publication. It's very, very well done. High, high quality.
We are really proud of our design and our content, and we're just trying to be a little bit different.
Right. Now, in addition to physical paper copies of the magazine, there's going to be a huge, or there already is a huge, internet presence as well.
We do have a large digital presence, and you're going to be seeing even more of that with this partnership with Gunbroker. We do have an app that's very popular for us, and then we push out a digital edition every month as well.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Well, separate from the work side of it, that gets us into the shooting side of it. Now, we know your husband, Caleb, is a highly competitive shooter in IDPA competition, shoots very well at Bianchi Cup, but you dipped your toe into the Precision Rifle Series, and that's something that I'm terribly ate up with right now. I absolutely love it. Talk about your experience at the Gap Grind and the Pro-Am.
I'm really glad that I had Steph Payne with me there. I'll
yes.
tell you that.
Yes.
But no, that was a lot of fun, and I've been telling people, and I don't know if everyone's going to like this, but I think that Precision Rifle Series may be the next three gun. I think it's on the rise.
Well, it is an untapped maybe segment of the shooting sports. There are a whole host of companies that create the high-end equipment for that shooting sport, and they otherwise are not getting any exposure, and they're very, very excited about this thing growing and more exposure for their products and their companies. It's fantastic, and that means they're supporting these matches, and that means that the prize tables are huge.
And I've talked to more and more people who are getting into it. Annette Wachter, who writes for me and is a champion long-range Palma shooter, she started to get into three gun and then discovered Precision Rifle and now loves it almost as much as I do after the Gap Grind.
Right. Well, and that's the way to start for somebody who might be intimidated or might be thinking, wow, this is way over my head, or I don't know the data for this, or I'm not sure. The GA Precision, the Gap Grind, is a pro-am format where an amateur or somebody who is new gets paired with a pro or somebody who is very seasoned. And you get that one-on-one experience where you work together on these courses of fire, and that's the way to learn. That's the way I learned. It's the way you learned. And it's, I mean, there is a steep learning curve, but you take off from there and you get a serious foothold in it.
Well, and the Gap Grind was great because everybody was so helpful. When I showed up, I didn't even have the right gear.
Right.
And everybody set me up, oh, here's gear for you, here's data for you, here's what you need to be doing right at this moment. And
right.
I was so grateful for that because I had no idea what was going on.
I mean, otherwise it could be terribly overwhelming. Now, if I remember correctly, you borrowed Brian Young's GA rifle in .223.
I had a GA Precision in .223, and it was hitting steel plates out of 800 yards.
That's pretty incredible.
.223. It was amazing.
Well, something about doing the pressures just right and getting that thing out there.
You know, and I have stood by GA Precision since then because that rifle was so amazing.
George is a great guy. I mean, you can't go wrong. He is the guru.
George is
So what else? What's on the horizon? You guys are headed to the Cup, I'm sure, next month.
Of course. Bianchi Cup, I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Really looking forward to that. Hoping to get a little more involved this year now that we have some more resources on the table for us, too.
Good.
So we're really excited. We're going to have some great coverage coming out of that. Right now, we're still kind of working through our calendar. We just met our new associates yesterday, so it's all new to us.
Getting a feel for what's going to be happening going forward, but the bottom line is this: Gun Up the magazine is still going to exist and is going to grow.
It's going to grow, and we're we're going to have some really exciting content coming down the pipeline this year, and we're going to be able to get out to even more matches, hopefully some more precision rifle matches,
yes.
hopefully some more three-gun matches.
Yes.
So.
Good news.
Yeah.
Well, folks will be looking for it, I guarantee.
All right.
And there is another edition in the can from the NRA's annual meetings 2015 in Nashville.